Guys, welcome back.
Hi, it's Brad.
I'm Harmony, and this is Eat and Drink Nashville. We had some fun stuff going on.
Yeah, so we went to the Music City Food and Wine Festival.
That is one of our yearly favorites. We'll talk some about it, talk about some recommendations if you want to go, and then we'll talk about some places that we went this week.
Yeah, so talk about the festival, then talk about where we went this week.
Yep. So Music City Food and Wine Fest is one of our favorite things. It happens every September. This is the fifth year?
Maybe? I believe fifth or sixth, maybe.
Okay.
Fifth or sixth.
It's been going on for a while here in Nashville. We've been going for a few years now, and we really enjoy it. I think it's a great thing to try if you're new to the city, or maybe if you haven't tried a lot of restaurants, or even if you have, you get to taste a lot of different things from a lot of different chefs and a lot of different restaurants here in Nashville.
Yeah, because it's so hard to keep up with all the restaurants that are opening up in Nashville, all great food. So this really gives you a good insight into some of the fantastic restaurants we have out there.
Yeah, you really just, it would be a full-time job to try all these restaurants all the time. So to have so many in one spot is really a great opportunity to meet people, to try different food, talk to the chefs, talk to the staff, kind of get a feel for what these restaurants have to offer.
Yeah, so let's just kind of talk about the makeup of the festival, how it's kind of broken down first.
So they have started now doing 3 days. So it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. This year it was September 14th through 16th. Friday night, tell us a little bit about Friday night.
Yeah, so Friday night is basically you're doing the grand tasting. You're breaking it down with more local restaurants to Nashville. You'll have some sessions, some book signing. So they're kind of just breaking it down with a lot of different activities to actually do.
Yeah, you can walk around and just try food, or there's different things you can participate in. Like this year on Friday night, they had like a rosé tasting in one area. They did in one other area, they had several different restaurants and cocktail bars that really specialize in great drinks doing the official drink of Nashville. So they all kind of came up with their own concoction of beverages for everyone to try. And then the fans got to vote on their favorite. And the winner this year was LA Jackson.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. You had, I think, eight restaurants that competed in the official drink of Nashville. I got a token, so you could go around and try all the different drinks. And then once you decided which one was your favorite, you voted. Like you said, LA Jackson won this year, but there are some fantastic drinks from everyone that participated.
Yeah.
I liked Hemingway's, but
I like Noel. That was my favorite one, but LA Jackson's was good as well. So we got to try the different cocktails, really enjoyed that. That was something that they haven't really done before, that specific drink of Nashville. But each year they do something unique. They do something that they haven't really done much before. Then after the tasting, what did they do that was really cool?
Yeah, they had Predators versus Titans kind of cook-off.
Yeah.
So that was kind of neat. Anne Burrell and Tim Love were the captains of each team.
If you don't know Anne Burrell, she's on the Food Network. My friend Katie likes to call her Gal Fieri because she looks like a girl version of Guy Fieri. So if that kind of tells you who she is, she's super cool. Tim Love, he's always at the Food and Wine Fest, so he's really big into it. And they had a little competition, a little cook-off between Titans, Predators, and each chef teamed up with one of the teams.
Yeah, so that was really cool just to see, you know, the sports – main sports people in Nashville come together and kind of compete against each other. And, you know, you definitely had your two camps. You had your Predators camps and your Titans camp.
Nothing
sure
gets people in Nashville worked up more than sports. So, you know, it's usually a pretty chill event, but man, people were like cheering and into it. That was kind of the coolest thing I've seen so far.
Yeah, that was fun. But most of the festival on Friday night is the grand tasting, where you're going around. Not only is it food, but fruit and wine and alcohol and beer. So it's a plethora of food and drink.
Yeah, you're just walking from one tent to the other where chefs are just putting out food and little, some of them are kind of bite-sized. Some of the portions you get are several bite-sized. So you never know what you're going to get. They do explain everything very well. If you're getting a drink, they explain that well, too. So you really get to have a one-on-one conversation with the people from these restaurants and taste some of their best food.
Yeah, you know, bite size, really just real quick introduction into, you know, their restaurant.
Yeah. So that kind of wraps up Friday. Saturday, was a lot of the same as far as tastings, going to restaurant to restaurant. Some of the restaurants were the same that were there, but there were a lot that were different that weren't there Friday. So as you were walking around on Saturday, you got to see new people, new restaurants, try different things. And the one cool thing about Saturday, you want to talk about the tent, the demos?
Oh, yeah. With Saturday, you had a lot more demos. A lot of the more well-known national chefs were coming in, as well as some of the local chefs would come in and have demo tents. They'd cook. Jonathan Waxman, I think he did like a paella.
Mm-hmm. Aaron Sanchez, you know him from television. He always does a flair on Mexican. It's always fantastic. Carla Hall, you've seen her on TV too. She always does Southern. She does it well. She's a Nashville girl. I enjoyed watching hers. And then finally that day was Andrew Zimmern from, he eats the weird stuff on the Travel Channel.
Bizarre Foods.
Bizarre Foods.
Yeah.
My dad likes him.
Yeah.
And he always does something unique. I think he did a take on Chinese food. So the demo tent is really cool because you can actually see these chefs starting from scratch, making these recipes. It's things you can try at home. You can see their personalities. There's a lot of crowd involvement. They have panel tents where they're just like discussing how to do a good dinner party and, you know, your kitchen must-haves and just kind of breaking it down. The chefs just being honest about the food industry, and it's just unique.
Yeah, you get some really cool insights into the restaurant industry, really what it takes to run a restaurant, you know, just a lot of information on the demo and panel tents that you wouldn't get in any other situation other than something like this.
Then they do some tasting tents, like I mentioned for Friday night, where they did the rosé tasting. On Saturday, they had a pairing Italian wine and cheese tasting, what they call Pappy Hour. So if you're a bourbon person and you like Pappy Van Winkle, they had some tastings of that, which you went to last year.
Yeah, for full disclosure on that one, you have to kind of enter in the contest and get selected. But a lot of people don't show up for some reason. So then they have like, I don't know, will call line. I don't know.
Yeah,
what
you just wait in line. If they have extra seats, they'll just fill people in. So a lot of people can get in on that Pappy Hour and taste some really rare bourbons, some expensive bourbons that maybe you would never get to try anywhere else. And they bring a guy down, one of the family members of Van Winkle.
Yeah, yeah. One of the family members comes down, talks about the product. I think this year they brought the Van Winkle 12 and the Pappy 15. Last year they brought the 10, the 12, and I think the 20.
Okay.
So just, you know, high-end bourbon that you're probably not going to spend the money, you know, at a restaurant to pay for it because it gets expensive.
Very expensive.
I mean, if you're already, you know, going to Food and Wine, make sure you put your name in the drawing because it's an experience for sure.
Yeah. So that's kind of Saturday day. Saturday night, they do what they call Harvest Night, where a lot of the celebrity chefs, a lot of well-known chefs, they're doing a lot of the cooking. They're doing a lot of tasting. Kings of Leon really work really hard on the Harvest Night. That's kind of their baby, basically. They have a lot of bands, a lot of local bands you've heard of, bands you haven't. And it's a lot of good music and food, mostly Saturday night.
Yeah, and that takes place at the Walk of Fame Park. So it's a different location than Bicentennial Park where you're...
Bicentennial Mall is where most of it's held on Friday and Saturday day. Yeah, Walk of Fame Park is going to be Harvest Night, or at least it was this year. So basically, that's just a good place if you want to rub elbows with more of the chefs and talk to some musicians. And I'll be honest, Kings of Leon, just walking around if you want to hang out with them or if you want to get a picture, they're totally great about that. Then after Saturday night, moves on to the Gospel Brunch. So the Gospel Brunch is on Sunday from 12 to 2 at Walk of Fame Park. And it's more brunchy stuff, obviously, a little bit more low-key. They've got some good gospel music playing, and it's just a lot of fun as well. Kind of round out the whole weekend with a little bit more chill atmosphere, you know, serving Bloody Marys, things like that.
Yeah, so when you look at the Food and Wine Festival, you can purchase different packages. So you can do the all-in package, which is going to give you Friday night, Saturday day,
Harvest Night,
and the Gospel Brunch. Or you could do all individuals.
Yeah.
You could do a Friday night by itself. You can do a Friday and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You could do Gospel Brunch by itself. You could do Harvest Night by itself. So there's a combination that you could take advantage of trying different things. If you've been in the past, you may kind of break it down But we went just Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want to do as far as Music City Food and Wine. And that's what's great about it. The all-in ticket, you know, it is pricey, but you get a little bit of everything. If you're not able to pay that much, that's okay. You can go to certain days or nights that better suits your budget or your schedule. That's what we love about it so much.
Yeah, yeah. Having that flexibility to just do Friday night and Saturday night. We haven't really done harvest night since it's been around, but we just like being able to go and try local stuff, especially now that we're doing this podcast and our Instagram account. It was a very good insight to say, hey, you know, we haven't been to your restaurant yet, but, you know, we really love Nashville's restaurant scene. And, you know, hey, we do this podcast. So we made a couple good contacts just saying, hey, this is what we do.
And yeah, it was a lot of fun for sure.
And you can tell restaurants when they're at this, they know word of mouth is very huge. So if you go to some restaurant and you really enjoy it, just make sure you tell your friend, tell a buddy, you know, let them know, hey, this is a really great cocktail, it's really great food.
Yeah, post on social media, you know, get the name out there. The restaurant business in Nashville, it's tight right now, man. It's people are competing for things. Like, we're really working hard and they're really, you know, putting out good food and trying to get their name out there. So if you go and you see something you like, you taste something you like, let people know about it. Pass the word. You know, that's how good restaurants make it here in town.
Yeah, two restaurants that we kind of discovered at Food & Wine this year was one with Saltine.
Right. That was one we haven't been to before.
And they put out a ceviche specifically on one of our best. It was one of our best things. So we talked to the chef. We talked to the beverage person. I think his name was Seth. You know, it was just really good. And the other one was Jeff Ruby Steakhouse.
Right. That's another place we haven't been. But we're really, really impressed with what they brought to offer to Food & Wine Fest.
Yeah, it's just so, once again, I know it's kind of beating a dead horse, but it's so hard to keep up. I mean, if you go on any of these social media sites or these sites that talk about Nashville, restaurants are opening up daily, and it's hard to keep up with all the good restaurants. And it's also hard to keep up with what are the good restaurants, because we know, you know, it can get expensive eating out. So you don't want to go somewhere that just doesn't seem like it's that good, and maybe you thought you've wasted your money.
Right. So Music City Food & Wine Fest, definitely a good way to meet people, talk to people, figure out what restaurants you like. And if you like what they're bringing to the fest, then just go to the restaurant, check out the whole menu. So it's a good way to kind of figure out what you like, what you don't like, things you want to try.
Yeah. Stay hydrated.
It was very hot. Yeah.
It was very hot this year. It's been very hot the past couple of years, especially on Saturday day. Because there's a lot of alcohol.
There's a lot of alcohol, but one good thing is that they put out a lot of waters. So they put out one of my favorite beverages, Topo Chico. It's a Mexican like mineral water that I love, and they'll put that out just, you know, as freebies, just to drink and just stay hydrated. So I love that. But yeah, even though it is September, it gets pretty hot there. So we were pretty sweaty at the end of the day.
Yeah, one of the other things I want to talk about before we maybe move on to where we ate this week is Martin's.
Yes. So in one whole area by Centennial Mall is just grilling. They've got fire pits. They've got all this meat hanging where they're grilling chicken and octopus and beef and shrimp. And just Martin's Barbecue will pair up with other local restaurants and just start cooking. And it just smells great. They are handing out food like crazy. They're one of the big vendors there at Food & Wine Fest.
Yeah, that's a really cool part I liked about it is every restaurant or restaurants that we're going to cook on there, they were bringing their own flair to it. So they knew they had these open pits. They knew this. They had the ability to do their own thing. They're going to have the ability to either barbecue or smoke. So you had a wide variety of different things that were being cooked. And it's one of our favorite things at the festival for sure.
Definitely. Martin's Barbecue, a great place in Nashville and just great at Music City Food & Wine Fest. They're doing a lot of good stuff, a lot of grilled things that not any other restaurant there was doing. So if nothing else, go hit the Martin's Barbecue area. You're going to not regret it if you're a good carnivore.
Yeah, for sure.
So now I believe we'll move on to where we ate this week. It was Pearl Diver.
Yeah, another cool cocktail bar in East Nashville.
Yeah, Pearl Diver is a place we really wanted to try. It hadn't been open that long, but we've been dying to go, and it's had such a great reception. There's been people waiting in line, people super interested. It's located at 1008 Gallatin Avenue over here in East Nashville. Closed on Sunday, but open daily from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. So just an evening place, no lunch. They focus on really good cocktails. They have signature drinks, favorites, classics, with more of a tiki vibe.
Yeah, definitely a tiki vibe. I think mine was a rum drink. Oh, no, mine was a gin drink, but it had a tiki vibe to feel to it.
Yeah, they have the classics that you would associate with kind of beachy, tiki type things. The mojito, daiquiri, margarita, paloma. Had a caipirinha, which is like my favorite, but they have their own unique signature drinks too. Space is really cool.
That's what I was going to say. I really liked the space. It was really cool inside. They have a patio on the outside and the back.
Yeah, the inside kind of feels like you're, you know, in Hawaii. It's just somewhere in the beach.
Yeah, it's got that feel for sure.
Open air kind of feel. I can't even describe it. Go to their Instagram page. You're going to get a great feel for it. The outdoor area is really fun. Take some friends, sit around, have a cocktail. They do have food.
Yeah.
We didn't get anything food-wise when we went, but they do have burgers, wings, oysters, shrimp, fish tacos, kind of a theme, you know, sticks with the tiki bar kind of theme.
Yeah. We saw some people get some food. The food looked really good. We just didn't try it, but it does get busy. We went there on a when it first opened up. And when it first opened up,
it was pretty busy.
It was pretty busy.
Yeah, we went right at 6 p.m. on like a Wednesday, I think. And it was pretty busy. So I know the later you go, especially on the weekend, it's going to get really crowded. So if you want to try it out and you don't want to wait in line or fight a crowd, go early, go during the week, because I know they're killing it on the weekends.
Yeah, definitely.
Another place we went to this week, a place I really enjoyed, East Park Donuts and Coffee.
You never go wrong with donuts.
It's located at 700 Main Street, still over here in East Nashville. They're closed on Mondays, but during the week, they're open 7:30 to 4. Saturday, 6:30 to 4, sorry, during the week. 7:30 to 4 on Saturday and 8 to 4 on Sunday. So they are open on Sunday. They weren't right at first, but they are now closed on Monday. It's if you're familiar with East Nashville, it's located in the old Bagel Face Bakery space. They've redone the building. It's brand new. It looks beautiful.
Yeah, it's a really cool space inside. They also have coffee. You know, they have donuts. You can sit down, eat there. Just really cool vibe inside.
Yeah, I think we can never have too much breakfast stuff, especially in this part of town. So even though they are open till 4 o'clock, you can make it an afternoon snack. You can make donuts and coffee your lunch if you really wanted to. But unique donuts, like mine was chocolate covered. It was really good. We got one with sprinkles. You had one that was kind of a
caramel butterscotch sea salt. I didn't get the name. I just basically pointed to it and said, hey, that looks good.
Yeah.
Can I get that?
Yeah.
It was good.
I'm going to have a menu online to show you really what they have so far. But just go. They have them out where you can see them. The donuts, just pick out what looks good. If you want a coffee, you know, they've got lattes, drip coffee, all your specialties that they'll have, they'll make to go with your donuts.
Yeah. Like you said, you can't go wrong with a breakfast place, a donut place in East Nashville. The more we can get, the better off we're going to be.
Yeah. I mean, we've had an episode where we talked about sweets and desserts and stuff. And we've talked about some great donut places, but this is a new addition to the neighborhood. And hopefully it's going to stick around, because I thought it was quite good.
Yeah, it was. We really enjoyed it.
All right. Well, so we've talked about Music City Food and Wine Fest, our favorite thing. It happens every September. We've talked about Pearl Diver, one of the places in East Nashville, Tiki Bar. And then we just finished up talking about East Park Donuts and Coffee.
Yeah, so maybe the next episode will be another neighborhood episode.
Yeah, we may hit another neighborhood. There's so many good food neighborhoods. Maybe we'll do some research, check out some cool places that we haven't talked about. But that kind of concludes our episode for this week.
Thanks for joining.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.